Cornucopia Radio presents.
I'm sorry, I don't get it.
It's simple enough, Jack. Long ago, when the universe was young and you were just a twinkle in your creator's eye, Alicia Harker, the 12th daughter of destiny, took the metal of a dead god and forged it into a bronze hand. That hand would bestow good fortune on anyone who owned it. Did she keep it for herself? No. She was generous. She discarded it by a roadside where it might be found, then passed from person to person, bringing good fortune to those who'd done nothing to deserve it. And now, one silent dusk every 100 years, she sets out to find it, and see what its latest beneficiaries made of a luck so randomly granted. Well, Pumpkin, tonight's that night and I'm that woman.
And this is the place?
This is it. Flat 118, 13th floor, Paradigm Heights.
Stone, written by Stephen Walker.
If he ever answers.
Okay, yeah, look, I already know the who's and the what's, I just don't get the why's.
Ever taken a full and horrible revenge on someone who's done you wrong?
No, not lately.
Thing with vengeance is, you have to witness the consequences. If you don't, why bother? Same with luck. What's the use handing it out if you never get to see it?
So you do it to achieve a sense of smug self-satisfaction?
I prefer to think of it as curiosity.
So if he's that lucky, why is he living in a dump like this?
Luck, my friend, comes in many forms. Now vanish, he's coming. Alone at last.
Hello?
Kenny Vaughan.
That's what it says on my underwear.
My name's Alicia, and I'm here about a hand.
I'm sorry, but you're... who?
I've just told you. I'm the 12th daughter of destiny, come to check up on you.
Of course you are! And I'm Zog, Chief Warlord of Narn.
You know, those words come a little too easily to you for my liking. As for the rest, I always carry a spanner around with me for cases like this. Here, hit me with it.
You what?
On the head. Hit me.
I'm not hitting you with a spanner.
Why not?
It'd kill you.
But that's the point, Kenneth. You won't. Know what I'm made of? Destiny. 100%. You can't brain destiny, Kenny.
I'm still not hitting you.
Got a coin? Toss it. Heads. Toss it again. Heads. Toss it again. Heads, you see, it doesn't matter how many times you toss it. It's always going to come up heads. Why? Because I'm around.
And if you were this daughter of destiny, what are you here for? Have you come to take my soul?
Why would I want a thing like that? By the look of you, I doubt it's big enough to fill a jam jar. No, I'm just here to find out how you've used your luck.
What luck?
Were you not listening to a thing I said? A hand? You found it, I made it, it brings you luck.
Except I've not had any.
Of course you have. You just haven't appreciated it. But it's been there, Ken. A narrow escape here, bumping into an old flame there. All sorts of things you didn't notice at the time that'll be flooding back now it's been pointed out to you.
I've not had any luck.
Don't be obtuse, you have to have had luck, because...
I've not had any because I don't have the hand.
No?
No.
In that case, who does?
This is the place, in there, home of Gideon Storm, the biggest crook that ever lived.
Never heard of him.
Me neither. Till 3 months ago when he walked into the beachfront chocolate shop I work in. Can I help you?
Indeed you can, young man. It's come to my notice, don't ask how, that in the last 3 days you've acquired an item. A certain hand of bronze?
I might have.
Well, my young friend, this is your lucky day. For I am Gideon Storm, and I collect such oddities. Do you know what this is?
Money?
If you count it, you'll see that it amounts to exactly £1,000.
Did you steal it?
Oh, dear boy, I'm a very wealthy man, and have no need for such chicanery. Now this is a pack of cards. If you beat me at a simple game of chance, the money's yours. If, however, I defeat you, I depart this shop with the hand.
And?
I said yes.
You did what?
It was a grand.
A grand? You idiot, the thing's priceless.
Yeah, well, do you know how I got your precious hand?
Tell me.
It fell on my head. Almost brained me. I had a bruise the size of a golf ball and double vision that lasted a week. When they let me out of hospital, do you know what I did? I put it on eBay for £15. Could I get rid of it? No, I couldn't. So forgive me for not knowing it was meant to be lucky, all right?
Seriously?
Well, perhaps if someone put a label on it telling people it's lucky. As for his wager, what I didn't know then is he only ever plays with marked cards. When I found out, I came here and confronted him about it. He was putting the hand in its case.
What case?
Downstairs, he's got like this museum of oddities. A mermaid's tail here, the log of the Marie Celeste there, all sorts of junk. Seems he uses it to impress people, let them know how big and clever he is. When I confronted him about the cards, he just burst out laughing. Told me to prove I'd ever had the thing and ordered me to leave.
Then what did you do?
I left. What else could I do?
Well, duh, a thing like that. You could have fought him for it.
You want to fight him for it? Fine. It's in there, behind the large padlocked front door, security systems, guard dogs and burglar alarms.
Well, in that case, how about we go in?
I don't believe this. Can you get into any building?
No doors are locked to me, Kenny.
How about Fort Knox?
Been in 8 times. And you know what?
What?
Not one bar of gold in the place. Although you wouldn't believe me if I told you what we've really kept in there. Okay, so now we're in. How about you lead me to this collection?
What I don't get is how you found me.
I used this.
Your nose.
Always leads me to the hand.
Except it didn't. It led you to me.
So?
So I don't have the hand anymore. Storm has it. How come your nose didn't lead you to him?
Beats me.
Maybe something's happened to it. If your nose leads you to its latest owner, maybe that means I'm its last owner.
Impossible. It's indestructible.
Alicia.
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
I've told you. Every 100 years, I go to check up on the hand's current...
But in between?
Well, nothing really.
For 100 years at a time?
You've got to remember, Kenny. I'm more or less immortal. I'll die all right, but not for another... What time is it?
10 to midnight.
For another trillion billion years. When you're immortal, there's not really any rush to do anything. Mostly I lie around. Sometimes I have a smoke. Sometimes I watch TV. All the other stuff can wait.
This is it. Through these doors.
Where's the light switch?
Should be on your left.
What the...
This doesn't make sense.
You can say that again.
His collection. What's happened to it? Everything in it's made of stone.
It's not the only thing. The ceiling, the tops of the walls, every part of that light fitting. They're all stone as well.
I don't get it. According to him, it took decades of conning, swindling and underpaying to build his collection. Why would he replace it with stone replicas?
That's the point, Kenny. He wouldn't. Come on, follow me.
So hold on a moment. Give me a chance to catch up.
It's only 3 flights of stairs. It doesn't take that much climbing.
That's easy for you to say. You're not human. What's the rush anyway? Where are we going?
Somewhere in this house is your friend Mr. Storm, and we're going to find him.
Because?
The objects in his museum haven't been replaced with replicas. They've been turned to stone.
By what?
I don't know. But it's not just the rest of his collection that's been petrified. So is this.
The hand?
I pocketed it while you were gawping at the other stuff.
So, what's it matter? If you gave it away and you only see it once every 100 years, it...
Look at me, Kenny. Am I your average girl next door? No. Leaving aside the fact I'm unfeasibly gorgeous and you probably want to stick things in me, I'm a metaphorical being. Unlike you, I need a reason to exist. This hand is my reason. If it's not working, which it can't because it's been turned to stone... Then it's only a matter of time before I'm gone too.
But you said you were immortal.
Yeah, well, shows how much I know.
Alicia.
What?
Up ahead, there's a boy.
I'd noticed, and it's a safe bet he wasn't born a statue. I'd assume that woman halfway down this landing wasn't either.
She's beautiful.
If you like that kind of thing.
She must be his wife, Helena, he called her.
And I'm betting that if we keep looking, we'll find her husband too.
Lights don't work.
Hold on a second. There. A little moonlight should...
Alicia.
I see him. Is it...
It's him, all right. Gideon Storm. He's turned to stone. But what's happened to him? And how come he's sat at the head of his dining table like he's just sat there waiting to be transformed? What's happened to this house?
I don't know, but we're...
Trespassing on my property.
You can speak.
Of course I can speak. What do you think I am? A fool?
In case you hadn't noticed, you happen to be made of stone.
And yet I live, if you can call it life.
And the woman and child outside this room, can they speak?
Silent, I'm afraid. Silent as the statues they now are. I alone, of all the objects in this house, can move.
Actually, the pendulum on your grandfather's clock can move.
That clock, I've always despised it.
But we'll forgive the pretentiousness if you tell us what's going on round here.
And you might be?
Alicia Harker. And I came here for this.
The Hand of Fortune? Why?
Because it's mine.
Nonsense. It belongs to the 12th Daughter of Destiny.
Who happens to be me. I made this hand.
Huh?
Huh?
You made a sow's ear of it, then. I've had nothing but ill fortune since I got the thing.
You see? That's what I said.
Well, maybe it might have brought you luck if you hadn't turned it to stone. Petrifying things? What's that about? Why would you even want to do that?
I wouldn't.
Do you know what this does to me? My whole raison d'etre, my whole metaphorical shtick, is to bring random luck to the undeserving. If you bugger that up by turning my bronze hand to rock, how can I do that? How long?
I'm sorry?
How long since the hand turned to stone?
3 weeks.
3 weeks? If I'd left it any longer to find out, I'd...
Madam, you're not listening. I just said I didn't want to turn it to stone.
No?
No.
Then why did you do it?
I can assure you, Miss...
Harker.
...that the petrification is an unfortunate side effect of other activities. And more than that, a sign of the accursed misfortune that has befallen me since I acquired a subsequent item for my collection.
Which was what?
This.
And this is what?
Don't open it! In this humble bag, Miss Harker, is the greatest artifact in my collection. In this bag is none other than the most dreaded item of antiquity. In this bag is the Medusa's head.
So, let me get this straight. You're saying that in this bag...
...is my latest, greatest, and it seems final acquisition, obtained from a man who appeared in this room one evening and rarely strayed beyond the shadows.
Mr. Storm?
Who the devil are you?
My name doesn't matter, Mr. Storm. All that matters is I have something you may be interested in. You see, I'm a dealer in the strange and uncanny, and even in the parts of the world that I frequent, I've heard tales of your remarkable museum. If such stories are true, I think you'll find I have the ultimate item for you.
Medusa's head.
How could I say no? To own such a thing.
I bet he swindled him out of it.
Me? I was the one swindled. What my mystery vendor didn't tell me was that even through the bag that contained it, the head can still work its curse.
And then?
Having obtained it, I put it in my museum, in pride of place. But soon I began to realise my error. The bag had been in situ for no more than 2 days before the items around it began to petrify. From that point on, its malaise spread outward, ever outward, and now it spread into the adjoining corridor, and then up the stairs, all the while closing in on this room. Before it got here, even my wife and child fell victim. And finally, when I'd suffered enough at seeing the things I loved transformed, I too was claimed.
But?
In my case, it was different. Perhaps because I'm the bag's owner. Perhaps because it gives the head pleasure. I alone was transformed into the curious form of living stone you see before you. Cursed to see my kingdom become lifeless, while I alone endure.
And this man who sold it you, has it occurred to you to give it back to him?
Gone. I'll never see him again.
Have you tried to destroy it?
On the fourth day, I set it alight in my furnace, reduced it to ashes. The next morning, there it was on the dressing table by the bed, unharmed, a dread reminder that no matter what I may do, I may never escape it. Do you know what I feel, Miss Harker? Nothing. My senses are dead. I feel nothing that I touch, taste nothing that I eat. Not that I need eat any longer. I'm doomed to remain forever a thing not dead and not alive. And if what you say is true, then soon you must vanish, and there's nothing a person in this world can do to save us.
Yeah? Well, I've been around for 10,000 years, and however you might feel, I for one don't intend to go without a fight. Not yet.
Right, so it's a bacon sandwich and coffee for you.
Uh-huh.
And nothing for you because you're a doomed wretch, cursed to an eternity of soulless torment.
Are you trying to be flippant, young lady?
Not me, Squire. I'm just trying to get through my shift. See you in five.
What kind of restaurant is this that employs such staff?
It's called an all-night diner.
Well, I won't be visiting another. Still, at least we've got rid of that idiot boy.
You mean Kenny? The man he swindled?
No, I mean the man who allowed himself to be swindled.
Yeah, well, if you're so clever, how come you found yourself lumbered with Snake Face?
And forgive my obtuseness, but what exactly are we doing here?
We're waiting for a friend of mine.
What friend?
Jack. Jack works for Gareth Usedom.
Gareth what?
It doesn't matter. All that matters is it's Jack's job to compile a report on everything that happens in the cosmos. At the end of time, that report will go into the Great Hall of Records, so this universe and its exploits don't get forgotten. Of course, by then, you, me, the sky and the earth will be long gone. Even Jack will be gone. He'll hand in his report and Gareth Usedom will thank him. Gareth will click what passes for his fingers and Jack will be gone. Just the pile of dust that we all sprang from, dispersed on the breeze. Then Gareth will head for the exit, switch off the light and shut the door behind him. Another universe gone. Another one to come. But that report will survive. An invaluable reference for those who come later.
And who will that be?
No one knows. Some race that, fortified by a desire to learn all that there is to know, is driven to the very edge of eternity, where it'll stumble on the Hall of Records and, once there, find the lowdown on everything that happened in previous universes.
And has any race ever reached the Hall yet?
Not one. But you can always hope. As for Jack, thanks to his job, he knows everything. Well, okay, not everything. For one thing, he didn't know William Hartnell had left Doctor Who, and as for the Sixth Sense. But apart from that, he's got a pretty good handle on most things. If anyone can get us out of this mess, he can. What's up?
People keep looking at me.
That's because you're made of stone. I wouldn't worry about it. People look at me all the time. Of course, in my case, it's because I've got great knockers, but what can you do? Heads up, Tiger.
Because?
You, my friend, are about to be hit by Knowledge Central.
Okay, so what seems to be the problem?
He is.
Why?
He's made of stone.
Which is bad because...
of this.
And what is it?
I'm sorry, but I thought you said he knew everything.
And your charming friend might be...
Jack, this is Gideon Storm, multi-billionaire and collector of the Arcane. Gideon, this is Jack. As for Gideon, he's been turned to stone by the contents of this bag. It's also turned my lucky hand to rock... which means if you don't come up with goods, I'm a goner.
Okay, so let's take a look inside it.
For God's sake, man, don't open it.
It's Medusa's head, Jack.
Medusa's head? Wow, it's been decades since I last heard about that. Last I knew, it was in a cave in Australia. Well, that's easily fixed.
Now what are you doing?
What you two should have done. I'm dumping it in the bin.
It doesn't work, Jack.
I've tried it.
You tried burning it?
Of course.
You tried squishing it?
Repeatedly.
In that case, you've had it.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. While the head survives, there's no cure for its powers.
Jack, you don't get it. Without that hand, I'm doomed.
Oh, I get it, all right. By my reckoning, in about 6 hours from now, it's bye-bye, Alicia.
6 hours? But I thought it'd be, like, weeks.
Madam, you have my condolences. I promise you won't be forgotten.
I won't get so condolencing if I were you. You won't be around either.
I'm sorry.
The thing with creeping curses is they take time to reach fruition, but it happens in the end. The look of you, I reckon you've got about 5 hours before that living stone of yours turns to dead stone. Then, my charming friend, your statue
But this can't happen. I'm supposed to be immortal.
And I'm insulated by wealth.
That's the way things go, Al. You, me, the whole universe. Nothing lasts forever.
But I didn't expect to go this soon. There's so many things I haven't done. Things I haven't said, things I haven't told people. Oh, for Gareth Thuzalem's sake!
There is one thing you could do.
Which is what?
You could return it to its rightful owner. Then the cosmic balance might feel order's been restored, and that might get the pair of you off the hook.
Impossible. The man I bought it from is long gone, and...
I didn't say its vendor. I said its owner.
You mean Odysseus?
No. Not its stealer, its rightful owner.
Which is who?
I'm afraid I know who he means, Miss Harker. He means those vile harpies themselves. He means the Gorgons.
How'd you like my new Mazda? Got it on Monday. Just look at the finish. They don't do paintwork like this down at your local cut and shut.
Jack, leaving aside the fact that Gorgons is plural and owner is singular, you're being ridiculous. How the hell are we supposed to reach the Gorgons in less than six...
5 hours.
For that matter, even if we did, we'd be turned to stone.
I've already been turned to stone.
Oh, well that's all right then. You won't be affected, so sod me. And as for the Gorgons, who can say they even still exist?
I say they exist. And not only do they exist, but if you go to the address I'm writing on this piece of paper, you might just find out I'm right.
This Bentley, Miss Harker, is the one that Hollywood legend Camilla de Fuentes was driving when she died. You can still see the dent in the dashboard where she hit it.
I meant to do stuff, you know?
I'm sorry.
With my life. It was just, with having another trillion billion years, I didn't get round to it. And now...
And in contrast, I've done so much. Created a vast financial empire on paper. But in the end... My life all comes down to one thing. My collection. Do you want to know how it started?
Not really.
Good, then I'll tell you. As a child, I was nothing special. Other boys were good at football. Some could draw, some could play the clarinet. I, however, was just another child. I didn't even have the comfort of an illness to fall back on.
Oh, an illness. That'd be a good thing to have.
But it is. When I was 8... I knew a boy with a hole in the heart, and such a thing was a source of constant fascination. I, on the other hand, was a nobody. And then one day, I found something.
My hand?
A 12-leaf clover. And every boy I knew was fascinated to see an object they thought impossible.
Yeah, it's not quite up there with Bigfoot, is it?
No, but children can find wonder in the smallest of things. I knew then my route to becoming special. I should build a collection, not of clovers, but of other oddities. Things that defied logic or demanded an air of mystery and wonder.
Sounds like you're a regular Robert Ripley.
And so I built my miscellany, piece by piece, year by year. And that was what gave me most pride in life. Oh, I had wealth, and I had a beautiful wife, and I had a beautiful, healthy boy. But all the people I knew had those things as well. The thing that made me special, the thing that got my fellow millionaires talking about me, was that museum. Objects, Miss Harker. A man has to have them, to give his life meaning. If he doesn't, then what is he? You, young man, I take it you work here. We're seeking a caravan designated the Wrath of Job.
That'll be 5th row on the right, turn left 4 times, then straight on.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
I still think I should have brought a mirror.
I've only got 3 hours to live. I hardly think this is the time for vanity.
I mean, to protect me from the Gorgon's gaze.
Your friend said you'll have no need of such devices. Unlike their sister, Saino, and Uriali, only taint those that they take against. As you're an attractive young lady, and a man of my means can't fail to impress, I see no reason for consternation.
That's easy for you to say. They can't do anything to you that's not going to happen anyway.
Better to be a statue than a mere memory.
Greek mythological figures. I hate them. It's all tricks, 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 big twist, and then at the end they always pull some sort of moral on you. Norse legends. That's what I like. It's just fat blokes getting drunk, hitting things, then getting maudlin. Maudlin, maudlin, maudlin. That's the Norse.
I'm sure your friend knew of what he spoke. Still, it is hard to believe the dread sisters of antiquity are to be found in a humble caravan park.
Know what that is? Bathos. Bane of my life. This the place?
According to your friend's note, I take it you'd like me to do the honours?
If you want.
Yeah, what do you want?
Good morning, madam. My name's Gideon Storm, and this is Alicia Harker. Would you be Saino or Uriali, formerly of the farthest side of the Western Ocean?
Might be. Depends who wants to know. And why's she got her hands over her eyes?
She thinks you're going to turn her to stone.
Why? What's she done?
She's not done anything. Between you and I think she's spent an eternity doing as little as possible.
Then why should this Saino, if that was who I was, turn her to stone? Hey, Red, you can take a peek. I said you can...
No, don't let go of my hands.
There, happy?
You're normal looking.
Yeah, most people are.
I mean, shouldn't you have snakes for hair?
I give them Wednesdays off.
It's Friday.
Yeah, like snakes know what day of the week it is. Now, organ grinder, what do you want?
If you are indeed Saino, madam, then we needs must see you on a matter of utmost urgency.
Does he always talk like that?
It's his default setting. That and dismal.
Come in then, before the neighbours start getting the wrong idea again.
So you live here? In this caravan?
Oh yeah. It was your release idea. See, she said, what the hell are we thinking of living in a cave? Caves are yesterday. Today, it's trailers. Why? Because trailers got mystery. Gypsy women, fortune tellers, clothes pegs. Anyways, we're not staying. I've told her I've got my eye on a lighthouse in Rockall. Lighthouses, now that's mystery. The Ballad of Flannan Isle, Day of the Triffids. The film, not the book. That aside, make yourselves at home. Pull up a pew and tell me about your matter of grave urgency.
This is it.
Which is what?
A bag.
What else?
It contains something. An object we were advised to return to you post-haste.
Which is?
It's a head, Saino. Your sister's.
Uriali's? Jesus. She only popped out to get some shoes.
No, not that one. Your other sister's.
I don't got another sister. The only one I had got slaughtered and...
This bag, madam, contains nothing less than the head of your beloved sibling. Slaughtered by a fool. We're returning it to you, its rightful owner. That you may give her a send-off deserved by such a misunderstood woman.
I'd hardly call her misunderstood. She was a complete and total bitch. We used to warn her, Med, stop turning everyone to stone, it pees people off. Did she listen? Mm-mm. Still, she was family, and ties like that, they're hard to break. So, what's the deal?
A few days ago, a man approached me with it. I, being a man of some conscience, realised at once that I must do all I could to obtain it and restore it forthwith to its rightful owner.
Plus it turned him to stone. Worse than that, it's turned my lucky hand to stone.
Yeah, that's a stone hand, all right.
I'm one of the 12 daughters of destiny. That hand's my raison d'etre. If I don't get it back to normal within 2.5 hours, I poof out of existence. And then where'll the world be without me to bring it random luck?
I did mean to ask about that. Are you not one of the 12 Daughters of Destiny?
So?
So couldn't one of the other 11 fulfil your somewhat limited duties?
Yeah. Like you're so much used to.
This is all real fascinating. Really. Except for one problem.
Which is?
This.
And what's that?
A bag.
And if you lift it, you'll see it has weight. And if you were stupid enough to open it, which you won't cause, no one's that dumb, you'd see what's causing the weight. 12 pounds, about the weight of a skull and a barrel full of snakes. It's a head. A woman's head. My sister's head.
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
I'm saying this bag here contains Medusa's head.
How can it when ours does?
Have you checked?
Of course we've not checked.
What do you think happened after Perseus did the deed? You think me and Sis just sat around smoking and watching TV and going, that's Med gone then? Nah, me and Sis, we're proactive people. We didn't get our snakes for nothing. So we got them in gear and headed straight for Argos. The kingdom, not the shop. Man, you should have seen their faces when me and Sis swept into that throne room.
Court of King Acrisius, your king is slain. I am now your ruler. I vow that...
Perseus, we're here. There was this guy we knew in Amphipolis. Reckon he could reanimate severed heads and stick them back on their bodies. Yeah, a fat load he knew. He couldn't reanimate squat. The head we decided to use as a doorstop till we could find someone who knew what they were doing.
Well, in that case, what's in our bag?
Beats me, it's your bag.
And if it's not Medusa's head, how can it turn things to stone?
Here's a thought for you. How about you try looking?
I'm not looking.
And I'm certainly not doing it.
Why aren't you looking? You've already been turned to stone.
Yes, living stone. One glimpse at its contents might turn me into a lifeless statue.
Well, don't look at me.
Oh, for God's sake, let me do it. Now then, let's see what we got. Didn't expect this.
What is it?
Madam, you must tell us at once. Lives are at stake.
You want to know what's in the bag? This is...
No, no, don't!
It's a football.
I don't get it. How can a football turn things to stone?
It can't. Well, not unless you're Wayne Rooney in a World Cup game, in which case one glimpse of it heading your way will rob you of all ability to move.
Is it magic?
No, it's a mitre.
Is that significant?
Well, I guess they have a nice bounce.
This doesn't make any sense. If it wasn't the contents of the bag turning things to stone, then what is it? Hold on a minute. Gideon, how did you get this bag?
I told you, I obtained it from a man who...
What do you mean by obtained?
I acquired it, I...
You killed him! That's what you meant by he's no longer available. He wouldn't let you have the bag, so you killed him.
He was being unreasonable. He demanded a king's ransom for the thing, which I would have paid if I could have been sure it contained what he said it did. But how could I be sure? The only way to know was to open the bag, and that would have meant instant death. But what if it were indeed the legendary Medusa's head? A man of my reputation couldn't spurn such a chance. And so, when he refused to drop his price... I did the only thing I could.
You killed him. And that's what's been turning everything you care about to stone. Not the bag, not the head, but good old-fashioned guilt. Somewhere in that stone heart of yours, no matter how cold you might be, no matter how ruthless, there's a little voice in there that you chose to ignore. A thing called conscience. And it's because you wouldn't listen to it. That little thing reached out to destroy all you owned, to enact the punishment it knew you deserved. Well... Congratulations, Gideon. You've got yourself a football, but you've lost yourself a soul.
My hand. What's happening to my hand? I can't move it.
It's happening. Just like Jack said it would. You're starting to become as lifeless as everything else you love.
Then what am I to do? You, Sino, you have to help me. You can stop it.
I'm sorry, pal. I can only reverse petrifications that were done by Gorgons. You're doing this to yourself.
Then you, Miss Harker, you have to help me. It's not just me, it's those around me. The Lord help me, how am I ever to stop this nightmare?
This is how you stop the nightmare. You take this sledgehammer and you smash this entire collection to pieces.
But I can't. It's taken me a lifetime to acquire. It's been mine.
A lifetime of what? Stealing, swindling, and in the end killing? In the corridor above us, Gideon, are a woman and child turned to stone. a woman and child that I like to think you must love. Was it worth losing them for a roomful of junk? Well, was it? Where's his body? The man you killed?
Beneath our feet.
Under these floorboards? Well, I suppose that adds up. The sense of guilt spread outwards from his corpse, slowly poisoning everything around it. A trail of stone that led from him to you. And this collection, this whole worthless collection, was the reason for it. You want this to stop, Gideon. You do what I tell you. You take this hammer and you smash every single item in your museum.
I can only use one hand.
One hand's all it takes.
That's it. The last thing in my collection. Destroyed.
And don't you just feel better for it?
No, I don't. My hand. I can move it again.
It's not just you. The whole room's starting to return to normal. And from the sounds of it, so are your loved ones.
Then it's over. At last, I'm free of it.
You think? Take a look in that mirror. Your hand might be mobile again, but you're still made of living stone. In case you'd forgotten, that man's still down there, and all the while he is, so's your guilt. As long as that's the case, your curse will come back, spreading outwards, seeking you out. A man can flee things in life, Gideon, but he can never flee himself.
Is this the only way?
According to Jack, it is. You walk in through those doors, and you tell the police exactly what you've done.
I don't want to go to prison.
Fine. Spend the rest of eternity as a statue. At least this way, if you're lucky. One day you'll die.
Alicia, what are you doing here?
Come to give you back something that belongs to you.
The hand? Is it back to normal? In storm?
The same, though not necessarily any happier. As for the hand, try looking after it properly this time, okay?
Don't worry, I won't let go of it. Ever.
Of course you will. That's the thing with luck. It's fickle. At some point it'll get stolen again. You'll lose it, or it'll just vanish down the back of your settee. And 5 hours later, by some roadside, someone will come across an object. And when they take a closer look, they'll see it's a curious thing. A hand. That seems to be made of bronze. So this time, try and make use of its luck before that happens. Nice shot, by the way.
Thanks. Mr. Underwood, he's my boss. He's thinking of expanding.
Just him, or the shop?
The shop? But between you and me, he's already expanded as much as he can without bursting, eating the stock and everything.
What's it taste like?
What?
Chocolate.
You've never had any?
Never got round to it. I've always meant to, but I don't know. I've never had the time.
What are you doing on the beach?
Well, I'm watching a Punch and Judy show and eating chocolate. This is a Mars bar. That's a Snickers. That's a Yorkie. They're not for girls. Oh yeah, and this is an ice cream.
You'll make yourself sick.
Not me, Squire. I ain't constitution. I'm a superior being.
And that's everything fixed? Gideon Storm, the hand, the hapless youth?
Uh-huh.
And you're done for another 100 years? Time to just walk away and lie around doing nothing?
Not me. I've made a vow. All the stuff I've always thought about doing and never got round to, I'm going to do it now.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm serious. You know what I've done today?
Surprise me.
I thought you knew everything.
Only what I'm told.
I bought a 50% share in a chocolate shop. Tomorrow I'm going down to a cave, and the day after I'll be writing my memoirs.
Of what?
Exactly. I almost died last night, Jack. Why? Because I had no reason to exist besides some stupid hand that doesn't even do what it's told. Well, sod that hand. This is the last time I check up on it. From now on, it can go where it likes. If I learnt one lesson from Gideon Storm, it's never put your whole sense of purpose in objects.
He gets eaten, you know.
I'm sorry?
Mr. Punch, he gets eaten.
By what?
A crocodile.
I can live with that.
You have been listening to Stone, written by Stephen Walker. It starred Catherine Brimacombe as Alicia Harker, David Taylor as Gideon Storm, Johnny Sire as Kenny, Pip Mason as Jack, and Chanan Shahid as Theno the Gorgon. It also featured the additional voices of Ben Warren, Melanie Crawley, David Kirkham, Jesse Prisbull, and Jennifer Jones. This production was directed and edited by Peter Beeston and is distributed under a Creative Commons agreement. The music score used in this work was licensed through Jamendo.com and the sound effects through freesound.org. To find more information about the individual music tracks used in this podcast, and to also discover even more amazing audio productions, visit our website at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.